Honey, I'm going out. I'll be back in a couple hours.
You play Farmville and call yourself a gamer.
You said awesome, and I said I hate it.
Okay, so here we go. This is where the extended knowledge comes in.
Don't mind me. I'm just staring at a wall somewhere.
Can anyone afford Benedict Cumberbatch?
That's surprising.
I don't think a human could make those sounds.
Yeah, well, you can do it, though, can't you?
Yeah, I get it.
Hi, I'm Dean.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where you'll find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things pop culture.
You will.
This week, we're going to have a look at the best and worst of 2018 and what our choices for those films are. And we're also going to have a little bit of a shorter episode this week because it is Australia Day weekend and we're going to try and enjoy it. Yeah, that's it.
That is fair enough. We love a holiday holiday.
Everyone does in Australia. We definitely do. Sorry for the rest of the world, whoever's listening, that you don't have a long weekend this weekend, unless you do coincidentally, I can't say words. We also have on our Facebook page, we also have a t-shirt competition and it's got 1 week to go. So if you haven't entered that, jump onto our Facebook page and enter into that now. It's very simple, free to enter. Just tell us what the most disappointing film was of 2018 for you and what would make it better. That's just the criteria.
I know it's a lot. It's a lot to take in,
but it seems like a lot.
If you read the instructions properly, you might be able to win a shirt.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, so let's get into this week's episode, the best and worst of 2018. And we're going to change it up a little bit by giving just a brief description to each other and see if we could actually work out what the title of the movie is for each person on this podcast. So we're going to start it off with Paul. Paul, you're going to give us our worst.
Yeah.
What is your worst?
This is very different. We're starting with Paul.
Yeah.
It's the most
very
experimental
different.
We've ever been.
So, yes, okay. It is. It's very experimental. What was the movie that you hated last year that sucked? And like, it just, tell us a bit about the plot and we'll try and see if we can work it out.
Okay. Well, the plot for the movie that I hated the most last year.
The Predator.
No, not The Predator. But you're close.
Great description, Paul.
It's a series of ballads. Where it follows six different storylines, all set in the Wild West. Two of them being good, but majority of them just being crap.
I strongly disagree with you, and it's clearly the Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh, you got it!
It is.
Look at you! Trash movie.
Yeah.
No, you're a trash.
If you want to hear these guys fight it out, you can refer to one of our previous podcasts on the Ballad of Buster Scruggs where we reviewed it. It was podcast, I think it was episode 29 that we did that review. And so didn't happen to like it. Paul hates it.
It's 2 hours. I'm not getting back.
Fell somewhere in the middle. But so you really hated it that much that it's like your worst movie.
I was annoyed that I had to watch it. You know when you do those things where it's like, who gives a crap? Honestly, like, it's just not a good movie and I don't want to watch it. And I had I had a little bit of time off from work, which is where I finished watching it before we were recording that night. And I was like, what a waste of time that was.
Yeah, fair enough.
I do hate it with quite a lot of venom.
Yeah. That's fair. Oh, I can understand loving it. Wow. What a guess.
Very much kidding. Well,
buddy. Dean, what was your worst movie? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Buster Scruggs, there were so many worse movies.
There wasn't.
There were some bad movies last year.
There was. So my bad movie, I almost...
Venom.
Forgot about it, not Venom. It's pretty close. And a couple of other contenders were Mortal Engines.
Have we done a podcast on Mortal Engines? Is
I
it
didn't
on there
like
really?
That. Yeah.
No. It wasn't that bad. I know you didn't like it, but
I didn't like it.
It's just lashing out now.
Jurassic World.
Really good.
Like that almost made it.
Really? It was up there?
That was a big disappointment.
That movie sucks.
But one
that was terrible.
Similar to, I think, pause kind of feeling, right. Like 2 hours that I would not get back.
Predator.
I don't think you've seen it.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure Jason's seen it.
Tell us a little bit about
it. Well, let's describe the plot. Right.
You definitely would have seen it at the movies. So basically, we meet a group of astronauts on a space station.
Oh, no, man. This is mine.
Are you serious?
Cloverfield Paradox.
Yes.
Oh, man, that movie sucks. Oh, it's so crap.
Do you want me to pick another one?
I'm going to have to quickly... I'm going to have to really find another one. Cloverfield Paradox, I was so excited for that movie because they had, like, in the Super Bowl, they had, like, the whole advertising for it. I was like, this is going to be fantastic. Right. I love Cloverfield.
And we thought that we were going to get a trailer, and then it turned out it was actually a release announcement. It's like, oh, it's now available on Netflix right now. Like,
So for anyone listening, so this movie is about some scientists trying to solve an energy crisis, and they're up in space, and they're creating like the God particle, basically.
Particle accelerator in space, right? That's what it is.
Awesome. Yeah. Great start. That's it.
Sounds pretty awesome.
It does sound really awesome. And the premise is it sounds really awesome. Mm-hmm. And you kind of think that it's going to go into like Sunshine territory or Event Horizon sort of territory. Yeah. It's going to be like amazing when they sort of open up this alternate reality, and it's going to be really like bizarre and like just really cool. But then it is a mess of a movie. And Paradox is the best name for it because – I don't know how this movie got made.
I don't know how they let this movie into the Cloverfield world. That is what the paradox is. No.
Because they should have been scrubbing out that title, like for sure.
For sure.
It's such a crap movie.
It is really bad. And you can tell because they basically, as like the, was it Sony or who was behind Cloverfield?
I don't know. It was like, I think it was Paramount.
The studio,
Paramount.
Looking forward to the future of Paramount.
Look, it's late. The future of Paramount is going to be
Schneider.
The studio clearly, on several occasions, lost hope.
Why can't we
this
speak?
Movie. I have no idea.
Words are hard, man.
Why do we keep saying things?
Why are we doing a podcast?
I don't know. Oh, dude. Because
who knows?
We love the sound of our own voices, but no one.
That is true. That's why I listen to it.
You're our number one listener.
I am.
They lost hope. Like they lost all hope with this movie on several occasions. After they clearly wrapped production and they were editing, it's like, this doesn't hold up on its own. Hey, let's put it in the Cloverfield universe. We'll go out and reshoot like a whole different film and piece it in. And hope no one notices
it. It's not even a different film. It's like two scenes.
Like it is.
And they're here we go. Let's just chuck this two little things in and maybe like, change a HUD display so that it like says something completely different. And then it's part of the Cloverfield universe.
They're so tonally and just like completely different in every way that they just stick out. I was like, oh, this was definitely a reshoot. And then they lost hope with it again after they clearly edited it, like put it all together for release and decided to ship it off to Netflix instead of releasing it at theaters because they knew that no one was going to see it.
And it is trash.
It's toilet.
This movie is trash.
So bad.
It's not even worth watching. Like, it's just
a waste of some really good actors as well, like Chris O'Dowd and Daniel Bruhl. And
I know, right? Like, it's so good.
I'm not even gonna attempt her name. Gugu.
Yeah.
Go on. Here you go.
That one.
Back yourself. go on. Back yourself, dude. You got this.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on. Gugu Mathieu. What's her name?
I don't know. I'm not going to even try it either.
Lady Gaga.
She's a great actress, but yeah.
Thank you for
this is trash.
For sure. It's bad. Man. Avoid it as much as you can.
Avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to have to find another one.
Have fun. And just, brace yourself and see how long you can cope. that, you know.
Hey man, I can't believe I made it to the end of the movie. It just, it's so trashy. Yes. Like, I just.
It's pretty bad. Anyway, that is my, I'm sorry I stole your worst film of 2018, Jace. Do you have another one?
I will have
one. I'm sure he will find another one easily.
All right. Well, we can come back to you, or we can keep talking about how trash Cloverfield Paradox is.
Hmm? I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself on the internet and I, you know, I'm a little bit lonely and I'm like, man, I wish there was a community I could talk to or a bunch of people. Well, you know what? We've made a solution for that. We, Nerds Before Birds, are across basically the big three of social media. We've got a Facebook. We've got a Twitter. We've got a MySpace. And basically, no, I'm kidding. We have an Insta.
We don't have a MySpace.
Not yet.
We don't have a MySpace.
Justin Timberlake, I believe. But yeah, you know, Nerds Before Birds across pretty much all of them. Nerds Before Bird on Twitter because of character limits. This is 2018. Anyway, jump on. Hey, also, Jason, have I vamped enough? Are we good?
Before we, one more thing.
You totally
If you haven't heard.
Go on, Jace.
Go on. No one else is laughing right now. Shut up. No, if you haven't heard of this, you know, cool new thing happening, there's this thing called YouTube.
Yes.
Pretty crazy. What? And guess what? It's we new. Are on that now as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's new for us.
It's an up and coming little site. There's a couple of videos on it.
They go on places.
Yeah.
They go on places.
I reckon it's a good idea.
You know, 5-6 years from now, people are going to be like, have you heard of that YouTube?
I don't know. We'll see. Like, the idea behind it is pretty good. Anyway, we're on that now. Yeah. So check us out. We've got three videos, possibly some more by the time you're listening to this. We'll see.
I doubt it, but
depends on how much free time we have.
We might have a trailer.
Yeah.
But we need to film it first.
We might have some things. We'll see.
All right. I'm on to my movie.
I've filibustered for long enough now. All right. Fantastic.
So we're on a train home. Michael meets
Polar Express.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
What?
The Polar Commuter.
2018.
Starting on a train.
Okay.
Snowpiercer.
There's a guy, he's lost his job. He's not sure how he's going to be able to pay for stuff. Look, this movie is really crap and I can't remember much of it, but it's just terrible.
He's a girl on a train.
The
Commuter with Liam Neeson?
Yes.
Is it really?
Oh, yes.
Hey, I haven't seen that.
Sucks.
He didn't lose his job.
It sucks. Such a terrible, terrible movie. Yeah, he does lose his job in the beginning, doesn't he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, because there's the whole thing about... Exactly. It's so unmemorable.
Oh, man.
It sucks. This movie is trash. The problem with this movie is that I feel like they've done... It's the same director that directed... what's that flight movie with Liam Neeson?
Nonstop.
Manifest.
Nonstop.
Mm. Nonstop.
Manifest.
What did you say?
It's called Nonstop, right?
Yes.
Called Nonstop, obviously.
Yeah, it's the same director as that, and he also directed Unknown. Like, he's directed all the movies with Liam Neeson in them for the last few years.
All of them, fantastic.
I don't mind Nonstop.
All of them fun.
And I didn't... Yeah. Mm. I didn't mind Unknown and I didn't mind Run All Night. That's another one that he directed with him.
Mm-hmm.
Or and it's also got
Did he do The Grey?
No, that was Joe Carnahan.
Oh yeah, Carnahan.
So he did Unknown, Nonstop, Run All Night, and The Commuter was like the fourth one that he did with Liam Neeson. Something like that.
Yeah. The Commuter is just like trash. Like it is such a it's a very predictable movie.
Yeah.
Everything about it's really predictable.
I honestly thought it was going to be like Nonstop on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was not.
No, it's not. It's not a good movie. I was really bored
that sucks. In
it and I kind of just watched it to pass the time and I was like, I wish I had the time back. Like
Yeah.
I actually watched it on a train as well. Like, right. Because I was commuting to work. I was the commuter while I was watching the commuter.
Did you check the bathroom for money?
Man.
So wait. So
I would rather look out the window for 2 hours than watch this movie.
You would rather the time back from this movie so you could spend that time sitting bored on a train. That is
the
fantastic.
Beginning of The Bodyguard had a better, like, make you scared of trains.
Oh my gosh.
Than the movie all about a train.
Oh, yeah. I also watched that on a train as well.
I was so nervous.
I didn't want to get off the train. I wanted to sit on there for another 4 hours to, like, go through the
series. I wanted to get off there quick.
Yeah. I just wanted to keep watching that series. That was fantastic.
Did that come out 2018?
The commuter sucks.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, it did.
The commuter. The
but it's a series, so it's not really.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but if we did best and worst TV shows of 2018.
Series?
Oh, we're not.
Oh, man.
That would
Altered
be up
Carbon.
There. Oh, Altered true. Oh, there's good ones.
Altered Carbon's fantastic, but
Voltron.
you know, cool.
Yeah.
Voltron is awesome. I loved Voltron as a
Dragon
kid.
Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah. Super Broly might make it into our 2019 list.
Hey. 7 more days, baby.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah.
28. No, 10 more days. A lot of more
is
days.
Is it going to have... Is it going to be a limited release or is it going to be like a wide release?
Yeah, no, it'll be limited release.
Yeah. We might not be able to review
it's anime.
It in cinemas, man.
Anime movies don't get a big release. Unless they're by like Studio Ghibli.
Shame.
Yeah, true.
Oh, wait, we're watching it. There's at least two cinemas in Nui that have already listed it.
Yeah, but we don't live in Nui.
If you didn't know what sarcastic Jason sound like, you do now.
Playback the last 2 minutes.
Picture the biggest anus you know.
Just talking anus, that's what I am.
He's a big old talking anus.
That's White House the name of his biography right there.
Yeah.
Talking anus.
Janus.
Through my eye.
Through my eye. Did you say? All right,
whole
so
lot
let's,
of attitude.
Let's get on to. So we've talked about our crappy movies for 2018, and if you can't tell, this is probably going to be a shorter podcast than you used
to. Yeah, we're already halfway.
We're not sorry. We want to go to bed early. Yeah. So, Paul, what was your favorite movie? And don't tell us the movie. Tell us the plot.
Well, the first one. Movie. I am going to tell you the movie. Because
Hear
me out. Hear me out. This is my favorite movie of 2018. However, it cannot be my favorite movie of 2018 because I only saw it in 2019.
But it came out in 2018.
But I'm counting it as movies I've seen in 2018. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is hands down the best movie I've seen all year.
Really?
I love it.
Is it the only movie you've seen all year?
No.
He's been blind through this whole podcast. He's like, and then what happened next? What happened next? Hmm. Yeah, that's you. That's you through every podcast because you never watched a movie this whole year.
Sort of. Anyway, but my actual favorite movie of 2019 is all about a guy. He's an analog guy in a digital world. He likes to fix cars. He loves his wife.
Upgrade.
Hey, okay.
Are you serious?
Did you steal Jason's best as well? Was that your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Want to go like the other one. Okay, my other favorite was like too predictable. So
Avengers.
Spider-Man. Avengers.
But, yeah, of course.
But anyways, yeah.
Mainstream.
So, yeah.
Yep.
I'll just
upgrade.
Find another. Favorite, sure. But
well,
yeah,
we've still got
anyways,
Dean.
I've got another one. Yeah,
you got another one.
So yes, cool. Upgrade. Yeah, it was an underrated movie, and I reckon it slipped under a lot of people's radars. It
really did.
It is so
it was
awesome.
A great movie.
So cinematically, awesome. It's shot so well. It's like the use of, you know, all the different angles and all the negative space and the candelines.
All the negative space.
And all the stuff.
Negative space?
All
wait,
of
what?
The fill lights and the key and peels.
If you don't understand what Paul is saying right now,
then you need to go to film school.
He doesn't know either.
There were gels on set. They used gels.
I taught Paul about fill light today. with the 3.3.
It was lovely. I learned a lot.
Oh, did you?
Whilst yeah. I was rendering
yeah.
something.
I taught him about negative fill the other day. So yeah, yeah he's like, fill. Yeah, negative fill.
And
yeah.
I taught you about Cardellini's, didn't I?
You did. You did. Yeah. You're right. But no, anyways.
Budget Tom Hardy is better than Tom Hardy in every way in this movie.
Oh, for sure.
Tom Hardy's crap. He's so overrated.
Tom Hardy's fantastic.
He's not. He's like the Taylor Swift of actors.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of wonder how they got there and most of the stuff they make suck.
Wait,
just crap.
You take that back.
She needs to make an album that just says, maybe I'm the problem.
This is true.
All right, Dan, yeah, what is your number one? Give us the plot. Like, Upgrade was great.
Yeah,
well, no, yes. It's yours.
I'll tell you, Jason, but I'm not going to tell Paul. So
yeah, okay, cool.
Oh, are you letting the haters just get to you? Yeah. That's not very Taylor Swift, is it?
I'm just going to shake it off. Anyway.
No.
We'd like to thank Dean for his contributions through 2018. Tune in next week when we have a new nerd.
Wow. And that's all it takes to get fired from this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
One bad joke.
But then you can be like Taylor Swift because you'll be sitting on your bed after this and you'll be like, maybe I was the problem.
Yeah, maybe. And you could write a whole podcast about it.
Dude, his revenge podcast is going to be so good.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, sorry, what do you want, Dean? What do you
think? Until he gets kicked off of that and he'll have to make another revenge podcast.
It's self-run. He just gets a cease and desist from Apple.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, go on. Yeah, what's your favorite?
I forget. Okay, so, favorite.
Jason Bourne.
What?
You forgot.
Didn't come out last year, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a joke. You were describing the movie.
That
you
was
forgot.
Like 2016 or something.
Fair enough. I'm a little bit touchy.
Bumblebee.
Okay, so this one, you'll probably, you'll get this. You'll get this super easy. Okay, came out a bit earlier in 2018. Start off with a guy. We meet a guy. Digital guy in a pretty crappy digital world.
Wreck-It Ralph.
What? No. Basically, kind of futuristic area where world's gone to crap. And this
Shape
guy, like everyone else in the
Blade
world,
Runner.
Is disconnecting from the real world in a digital
Upgrade.
World.
The Matrix?
No. In a digital world.
Surely you do not mean Ready Player One.
I mean Ready Player One.
Are you serious?
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought you were actually describing Upgrade again. Because
Ready Player One was your most favorite film
This
from
was
last
hard,
year.
Man, because there were some good movies. Like Infinity War was up there. Spider-Verse was up there. You had like...
Bumblebee?
I almost said A Quiet Place as well. That was great. But I think Ready Player One, just for the feels and the like... The rewatch value. Like, I watched it again the other day because I got it for Christmas. And it is still so fun. I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's a good movie.
It is a great movie.
I actually haven't seen it since watching it at the movies.
Really?
Like, is it? So, it's worth
watching
again?
Oh, yeah. It's
again?
So good. Like, it's that opening car chase.
Yeah.
The race. Oh, it's unbelievable.
No, it's the Shining bit.
Cool. The Shining bit is...
The Shining bit was pretty good.
The Shining bit's amazing.
I actually went and watched The Shining. I've never seen it because I don't do horror. But I watched The Shining
because
I went back and rewatched Ready Player One. I was like, "Oh, the camera angles are the same."
I think I appreciate that as well because it's a film that is actually kind of educating a new generation. And like
a little bit,
I wonder how many people went and saw The Shining just because of Ready Player One.
Yeah,
just to like better understand that movie.
It's pop culture heaven. That movie.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it.
It's unreal.
So much. And that's, I think, like, it's why there's so much rewatch value because you keep picking up on different things. And it's like every time it's just a treasure trove, like, oh, I see that. Oh, that's new. That's new. Pick up on so many different Easter eggs.
Yeah, there's a lot of Easter eggs in that movie. Sure.
Well, the thing. I think I saw a video, it was like 485 plus Easter eggs.
That's insane.
But that's also so including, like, you know, he's got buttons and stickers in his car that's like, oh, that's the Atari logo. That's the Pac-Man logo.
Look,
that's the Commodore 64
logo. There are
Easter
eggs that, you know, even the creators of this movie don't know are in it. Like, you have animators that are just putting in little things in the background just, you know, but for fun.
Are they the creators of the movie?
As in, well, like Spielberg doesn't know how
I get
Easter
what you mean.
But
technically, they're all creating
like,
the
as
movie,
in,
right?
Or the... Well, did some, I did not just say, "Hey Siri, my phone is going crazy." What the heck is going on? Sorry.
You said Steven Spielberg, didn't you?
I did say Spielberg, and apparently my phone thought I said, "Hey Siri." No. Anyway, so yeah, love this movie.
Yep.
I thought it was really good, and it's just, it's probably the most fun I've had, even though like in a year of some pretty good movies, but also some pretty crap movies, this was my favorite.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big, I wouldn't have put it as the best movie of 2018.
Well, that's your opinion.
But
so.
That's my opinion. Correct opinion, but
that,
still.
That is your opinion.
Wow. You okay. Take it easy.
So for me,
Avengers.
Avengers is probably, it is probably my favorite movie of 2018, but I'm
you're
not going to go with Avengers.
You're going to go for
something. I'm going to go something less, well, it's not much less known. You'll probably get this straight away.
If you say Predator, I'm going to punch you.
Man, Predator. Look, it starts off, one of the creatures lands at on Earth, and then a sniper happens
is
to encounter the creature.
Is it seriously Predator?
No, it's not really Predator. I was just messing with you, dude.
That would have been an interesting conversation.
Oh, it would be
garbage, baby.
That would have been fun.
Anyway.
No. There's six episodes, and in the one...
Sherlock season three?
No. Okay, so this...
We start off on a spaceship.
We start off
the Orville
with a young child searching through a shop, and they find a toy, and...
A Quiet Place. It is a Quiet Place.
Wow.
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
I loved A Quiet Place. I thought that was a great movie.
Paul hasn't seen it.
Paul hasn't seen it yet.
not at all.
And it is a great movie. I really enjoyed it, but I recently watched Bird Box, and I feel like it's in a lot of ways it's the same movie. And Bird Box, I was like, okay, I'm really frustrated. I'm going to give very minor sort of spoilers for Bird Box. So, is that okay, you guys? Like, very minor.
I'm not going to watch
it. You probably already know this because it's pretty public knowledge. It's basically you never get answers about what the monsters
look
like. I've
heard the ending is really disappointing.
Yeah.
So you
never find out what the monsters look like or the motivation behind the monsters or anything like that.
That's
so
stupid.
There's a lot of like theories and that kind of stuff to it. And I was thinking about it recently and I was like, why is it that in A Quiet Place, you never really get the answers as to why where they came from and all those kind of things as well. You do get to see what they look like at least, which is nice. But you don't get all those answers that you didn't get in Bird Box. And it's like, why are people annoyed about that? But A Quiet Place is exempt.
Yeah,
it still works.
It works
for
in
A Quiet Place.
Doesn't
and
in Bird Box.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's really interesting because I still enjoyed Bird Box, but I can understand that complaint because I was very frustrated. It's kind of like when you get to the end of Lost, the sixth season or the seventh season, it finished at six, wasn't it? Six? I think it was the sixth. I love that show, but I was really annoyed when I got to the end of it because you never found out what the smoke monster actually was. And it was very sort of like that annoying kind of feeling that you never got the answers that you wanted.
Yeah.
Whereas A Quiet Place, you don't really get the answers either. You don't get to know where the creatures have come from. They're just sort of there and you kind of have to come up with your own interpretation.
But there's still,
it still works.
There's still some form of resolution at the end.
There's definitely,
and it feels
but
satisfying.
There's resolution with Bird Box as well.
Right.
And there is certain levels of satisfaction to be had from that ending as well. Mm. So it kind of, and I put the parallel because there's very similar strains of like story going on in both movies. And there's a whole heap of themes that overlap with both movies. And that's why I kind of put them in the same category whereas one monster you don't see and the other monster you do.
Do you have a idea as to why it might be the case? Or
I think it's down to the monsters and the fact that you see the monster in a quiet place, and that makes it they're more tangible kind of thing, and you can almost infer their motivation or where they came from.
Yeah.
And I like to think that they were like grown out of the ground or something like that, the monsters in A Quiet Place, where they were like always there. But there's no real reference as to whether they came from like space or anything, right?
No, they show up and then Earth has to deal with them. Is it like other characters more relatable or like easier to connect with in A Quiet Place than Bird Box?
I think that's it too. Yeah. There's definitely, and I remember watching A Quiet Place and there's a moment in A Quiet Place where after the flash forward from the very initial beginning of the movie, when like, you know, the incident happened, without giving too much away. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking the exact same thing that happened. Like, I was like, who would actually have a baby in this world that is so dark?
Yeah.
And then the next shot is literally Emily Blunt standing up on a chair with a big pregnant belly.
Remember, Paul hasn't seen
I was
this,
like,
but
what? Yeah, I know. But it's in like the first 5 minutes.
I mean, you get bored, you get bored, right?
Yeah. I know, but I just thought, like, you know, like that symbol and that kind of thing, where like it's kind of playing with that hope within a very dark time and that kind of those elements within the movie. I feel like it makes that movie more worthwhile, and that's why it's better.
Mm.
And that's why I appreciate that movie way more.
I think we should do, like, I know this is probably going to be a big ask for Paul, especially because it means he has to watch two movies. But we should do a podcast in the future where we compare A Quiet Place to Bird Box.
To Bird Box. Yeah.
The comparison thing.
We should.
Let's do it. Yeah, oh, and also
And then we also watch the documentary about Helen Keller.
Wow.
Who?
Helen Keller.
The blind and deaf.
She was blind and deaf.
Oh. Okay.
We should do we should also compare it to The Happening. Because apparently there are some similarities.
Oh man,
with that
The
as
Happening
well.
Is like The Happening that is such a crap movie, and I do like I was thinking when I was watching Bird Box, I was thinking this is very much a better version of The Happening.
Oh,
but yeah, like, and that's not really saying much because anything's a better version than The Happening.
If we did
at
a
least
worst
in,
film of the decade, that would be.
That would not be there. Ooh, actually, crap.
Transformers 5.
Oh crap!
Yeah. The last night. I think that would be definitely the worst movie.
Why do
that
people
I've seen
make
in the last...
so many bad movies?
Keep giving him money.
There are some crap movies. But yeah.
Anyway, cool.
Yeah. Right. So we've just got our top two this week. It's a very short podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back with another full length podcast next week.
We'll do Aquaman again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of people want to.
Yeah. It'll be something else next week. Anyways, so that brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show and you want to support the show, you can visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/nerds. Yeah, you're very late on that one.
I was just like thinking about what I was saying and I wasn't listening to what Paul was saying.
Yeah,
as I
got
did.
It all.
Oh,
yeah. Patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. If you want to contribute, you can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month, and that just helps us to keep the lights going. You can also visit our face. Whoa.
A face.
Everywhere.
You can visit our face.
You can visit our Facebook page at Nerds Before Birds. You can visit our Twitter at Nerds Before Bird.
Yep.
And we also have our Instagram at Nerds Before Birds Podcast, I think it is.
Why not?
Yeah.
We also
just go to our website. You'll find all the links for all our socials.
What's our website?
And also, it's nerdsbeforebirds.com.
Well, would you look at that?
So, yeah, you can also find any ways of listening to this. Also, write us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you're listening to us on right now. We'd love to get some good five-star reviews up there if you like us.
We've got some bad five-star reviews, but we'd just really like some more eloquent.
Good,
also, if you're a small business owner and want company exposure, hit us up.
Yeah, have a chat with us.
If you're a big business owner and want some exposure, you talk to your PR department because they're not doing good. IKEA.
You can also start a fight with Paul on Facebook if you want. That's another
thing. Yeah, find me on Facebook. Facebook.com/NerdsBeforeBirds
Yeah, we have lots of fights going currently with Paul on Facebook. That's a general thing that happens. We will have polls up there that you can contribute to.
And Russians and Americans.
Let us know if there are any movies that you want us to review or do. Like, you know, we're keen to hear all your ideas. Maybe.
Yeah.
Not all.
We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah.
We're also going to be in touch with the lucky winner of a t-shirt.
You'll be ineligible to win if you haven't liked the page. So make sure you do that. No, seriously.
Sweet. That's cool. I like it.
Yeah, Dean,
like
laugh at the marketing.
I'm just nervous.
We're just like holding them to ransom.
I was like, I thought that was a joke. I was like, actually, no, that's a good idea, Paul.
I know, it wasn't a joke. Anyway, like it or not, doesn't matter. Whatever. Win the shirt. It's crap
I don't even know if we can legally make them
No one's going to read it. They still copy and paste things on Facebook. That's like, I don't give Facebook permission to have a look at my data. It's you signed the license agreement, didn't you?
Yeah.
So we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. You don't have to like us, but
you won't win if you do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. If you care for the well-being of your family.
Whoa.
I mean, nothing's going to happen. But anyway.
If you like the page.
All right. So, yeah, that's the end of our show. Hope you enjoyed it. It's a short one and sweet.
Can we do a competition to win?
Dean's still talking? Yep.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off.
No, what was that?
Can we do a competition?
All right, guys. So, thanks for listening this week.
We're actually going to do a competition for a new host because Dean's leaving.
Preferably some experience in microphone etiquette and not picking crap movies. Like Buster Scruggs.
Yeah.
As long as you can do some really good hand gestures like this, then
you're doing that wrong as well. Yeah. Also, my little window is covering it, so I couldn't see.
Whereabouts did Buster Scruggs? Where did that rank for you, Dean, this year? Like, you know, just give us some hand signals where it ranked for 2018.
Right up there. Like, right up.
Right there. Wow. Yeah, wow.
For
sure. That's pretty high.
Mm. How do you make a swastika with your fingers? How do you do that?
The practice.
Oh my God.
All right, let's land this plane. Get me out of here.
Yeah. All right. All right. Bye, everyone.
See you later.
You go and have a great week, won't you?
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 sucks.
No, it doesn't.